We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I don't know if they heard I was back from Jamaica and probably knew we were going to talk about last night's Lakers game, but those same Cavs fans who were like, hey, it makes total sense that you would purposefully lose to Charlotte, right? To maybe help yourself. You're already locked into a top four seed, in fairness,
yes.
But that you would lose on purpose so you could avoid the potential possibility of playing either Philadelphia or Miami. They seem to be very quiet on what happened last night with the Lakers. I just think it's very interesting that people who thought that was a good idea for the Cavs, it wasn't, are conspicuously absent about the Lakers' decision to win last night. And so you know what the funny thing is, though? Because I don't want to relitigate that whole thing, because we're going to talk about the Cavs and the playoffs and all this, and we're going to get to a couple calls we have on this, specific to the Lakers' side of things. It really wasn't even about that one last game. For me, it was really just about the last 20 games of the season. And it's just impossible to know what to expect in the playoffs. And, you know, I heard Lima today talk all about, stuff like, why aren't fans more excited? I would go back and look at the last 20, 25 games of the regular season. And I don't think it's that people are not excited. I think it's people don't know what to feel. And I think that's totally different. I think some of this is in trust. There's another way we can look at it in a minute, but like that to me is what I really like and respected about what the Lakers did, what the Knicks did when they were trying to play for the two seed. Like I really, really like when teams set the standard of we're trying to win every game.
Mm-hmm.
And you add to it just the overall up and down nature and that there were so many head-scratching things that happened. Yes, health was a factor. Health is a significant factor going into the playoffs. There are other things, though, like letting Donovan come back twice too early with his knee that have real implications. End of game sequencing, which you and I have screamed about for the last 3 months. Like, These are all, it all adds up together. And so, I respect what the Lakers did. I think it takes... I don't think it takes anything. I think it takes just being like normal competitive humans to say, we're going to win this game and we're going to do our best to win this game and we're going to let everything else fall into place afterwards. Because I think there's a point you get too cute. If you permit losing one game, what's to say you're not going to permit losing the next game? Or what's to say that you would even come back the next night and beat the Kings?
I think that's... the biggest thing there is to say, how do you know if you're going to come back and win?
Yeah.
Can't you got to get in.
Yeah. And from the Cavs side of things, with I know the playoff seeding is different, just take care of the game in front of you. Because in the end, it really ended up being between the Magic and the Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
I get the Sixers had won 7 straight but by the end of the regular season. The Heat had kind of been the Heat all season long. The Lakers, that's the way you should want this to go. And I think anybody in Lakerland saying that the Lakers should have lost, or anybody in Cavs land saying the Cavs should have lost too, I don't know how you could ever respect a team that would do that sort of thing. I'm not saying it doesn't happen in sports, by the way. It's probably something that we don't know when it happens. I guarantee you there are certain organizations that do this. I guarantee you they're also not the organizations that win at a high level. Let's go with Bob. Bob, welcome to the show. What you got for us?
Thanks for taking my call. I really agree with what you're saying, and I think it shows a difference between the organizational outlook of the Cavs and the Lakers. The Cavaliers, I don't think they think they can win the East. So in order to keep the jobs... the coach and the GM, they just want to win one playoff series. And they were prepared to go in the tank and do the chicken bleep thing to do. Whereas the Lakers said, look, we're probably going to have to face it. If we will, they want to win the West. They want to go to the finals. And in order to do that, they're probably going to have to go through the Nuggets. So why not do it first thing when everybody's healthy on the Lakers right now? They're not worn down. It's their best shot to beat the Nuggets, but they decided, let's go to try to win the whole thing. Let's just not kind of slink in the back door. That's my take.
Bob, appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much for the call. 216-474-0092. Also, Bob, different Bob, on social media saying agree with you, saying he was disgusted by the Cavs game. Hank F. in Akron saying on Twitter, and Nick Wilson says, the Cavs absolutely lost the last game on purpose to pick their opponent. Man, I got to tell you. And here's the thing. I don't know who makes that decision. Is that a JB decision? Is that a Kobe decision? Is it a them decision? Is that a Dan Gilbert decision? The answer is I don't know, but I just – part of my frustration with the Cavs, really since they got bounced out last year, is they kept taking the conservative approach, right? They had a nice but conservative offseason, bringing in Max Strus, bringing in George Niang, bringing in Sam Merrill, bringing in some of these guys. But I understood it. But pairing it with not letting go of your head coach, who got embarrassed in the first round against a guy, by the way, who then in the second round got outcoached significantly by Eric Spoelstra, that felt like the safe thing. When the Cavs struggled and they really didn't do anything to address it, that felt like the safe thing. We're just going to put it all in the playoffs. Well, now the playoffs are here. And you played bad basketball in the final 25 games of the season, and I'm looking for your winning habits. Your defense since March 1st has slipped. Your offense has been inconsistent outside of that 20-game stretch. Here's the thing. I'm not saying the Cavs are going to lose. I'm not. But everything you're supposed to look at and say, this is what a good team does, or this is how a good team operates, this is what we should be looking for.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I don't see it. I don't see the consistency into the season. You certainly aren't healthy, which probably aided into the inconsistency. I don't see an identity. I don't see coaching. So what am I supposed to fall back on? And I don't think it's a lack of buzz. I think people are excited because it is the playoffs. It is Cleveland. I also think they're nervous. I think we're a lot more nervous than we should be when you've got home court advantage and you've got the best player in the series in Donovan Mitchell.
I get people being nervous, and I'm nervous because this is going to be a tough series. It's not just going to be a pushover. I wouldn't be shocked if it goes seven games, frankly. I think it could. But I think people are just it's hard to say. Are they nervous? Are they worried about if they win the series, they feel like it's over? I think that's certainly part of it. But you're right, Nick. What do you hang your hat on with the team right now?
You got to have something. I mean, listen.
I mean, you can look back to February when they won like 17 of 19 games.
And they are talented. Like their core four still stacks up against some of the core fours around the NBA. And that's not just, if you said who has the better roster, I would still take the Cavs or the Magic. But that's like an on paper thing. And I mean, listen. Maybe this goes into it as well. Either the Magic or the Pacers were the guys you want to play against. But I just continue to look back on, give me something tangible with this Cavs team that wasn't all the way back in February. Now, Keith, in the pre-show meeting, brought up another idea to this about whether it's a lack of buzz or whether it's, some of the ways we've talked about this team down the stretch. And I want you to explain it because I'm afraid I might mischaracterize what you wanted to say on this.
When fans hear this word, they're going to think, what the hell are you talking about? And I asked you guys, is this team likable? And I don't mean that the players are not likable, because I think the great majority, if not all of them, are likable players. Like, I think fans want to embrace them. But I think that fans, and a lot of them probably won't admit this is the reason in the back of their mind, we've said this since last season and basically the season before that when we got Donovan, is that it's hard to embrace them when you don't know the future. And the uncertainty of the future, I think, creates doubt in people's minds of, like, they already had questions of how deep this team could go. But now when you hear whispers, and now it's become louder and louder as the end of the season nears, of like what this offseason is going to entail for this team. Anybody of the core four, we don't know if any one of them is going to be with this team in 3 months. So I think that creates doubt in people's minds of, like, you're a little nervous to just latch on and embrace this team because, one, you don't think they're good enough to win a championship. And then two, it's, if they don't win a championship, we don't even know who's going to be here in 3 months.
So I do.
By the way, it was not that way with the Browns. And I'm not trying to pit teams together. I know the morning show got into this a little bit. Not trying to pit the fan bases against each other.
We can do that.
But it was easy to grasp on the Browns last year because you knew the great majority of that core was going to be back. Like, all the key players from that team, and a lot of them, like Deshaun's injury obviously played a factor into this, but all the key players in that team were going to be back this year.
And I think what's interesting about what you're just saying, again, not to pit those against each other, is I think the reason why as soon as the Browns lost, there wasn't like a huge outcry. Like, we kind of were bummed about it, but like, it was just over. I think a big reason for that was that it immediately became, well, they'll be back next year, but oh, wait, Deshaun. 216-474-0092. Are the Cavs as a team, not individuals? Donovan Mitchell is a very likable individual. Darius Garland is a very likable individual. But do you have problems liking this team given the uncertainty in the future?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.